Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Days, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Is that Kevin Pollock? What's that? How about when the clock strikes three, you get the hell out of my face? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please welcome back Chris Alvarado.
Hey, hey.
Mr. Five Pies, please. What would you say is your real superpower other than eating pumpkin pie?
Not knowing the name or face of the actor you're talking about.
Yes, that is a superpower.
I don't know so many people. I don't know. Like, I just recently learned who Kevin Klein was. You know what I mean?
Like Jesus Christ.
Like, that's the level of actor, like, where I have no idea. I know Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, whatever. And then there's just this, I don't know anybody else.
Right. Well, so you got a good one. My name, sidebar, my professional name was at the age of, I think, 8 or 9, I told my mom, Pollock was too clunky. I was going to use her maiden name and call myself Kevin Klein.
No way.
Whoa. Wow.
Different spelling. And I have a feeling he was already probably famous by the time I was 8 or 9. So I'm glad that didn't work out for me and he got to keep his name. But yeah, that I remember that about you. That is an amazing superpower of
Thank
not knowing
so
the name of about 6,400 actors and actresses. Right. Hey, it's James Heaney. Jennifer, how old were you when you first learned to play an instrument?
When I first was able to play it well, I was probably 17.
And what was
I
that
was
instrument?
Playing instruments before that, but I was not good until I was like 17.
You and to be clear, we're not talking about any of your genitalia, right?
Oh no, I'm talking about my genitals. Oh. It wasn't until I was 17 that I could play that instrument,
right?
Well. And really orchestrate something special
to completion.
Oh, completion. There it is, ladies and Jews. Look out! It's Craig Kakowski. Cacao. What is your favorite time of year and why?
Well, we're getting close to it. I like the Christmas
Yay!
Period. You know, I celebrate it as a completely secular holiday, and it's all about capitalism and just spending money. But I do associate it with family and also the turnover to a new year. Yeah, and LA, the period from Thanksgiving to New Year's is there's nothing going on, so it's just pure vacation. For us Hollywood types.
As industries go, this one does shut down. Hey, look out. It's Jackie DeRuthe.
Look out, look out.
JD, any memories from a camping trip come to mind?
I've never really camped. However, I did set up a tent in my friend, my best friend in high school had a farm in Homestead, Florida. And we set up a tent there, but there was also like her house where she grew up, very little house. And halfway through the night, I was in that house for sure. It was about this small.
That's a very little house.
Yeah. But so I did not last long in the tent. And that was my camping memory.
I knew you were the one to ask. Thank you for being here. And last, but we will not leave a light on for you if you think I'm least. It's Joey Greer, Crank Spanker. Tell us about your early days in the dry cleaning biz.
Easy. Like a lot of what you see going on front of house is just show. it's really, really simple. Honestly, every time someone's like, what's the material? Okay, let me look how to clean it. Mm-hmm. We do the same thing. We dump gasoline on top of everything.
Sure.
And
when
did
they teach you
dry.
The term front of house?
I mean, that's just the industry terms. 86, front of house, fluff and fold. That's all industry shit.
Sure. All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like video of this, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com.
Scene number one, in fact, comes from our newest patron VIP, Jarrett Robertson. Thank you, Jarrett.
Hey, he wrote, "Hey guys, I have been listening. I've been a listener for a long time. I just signed up because I really felt it a dick move to make scene suggestions without pitching in. And I finally had an idea that I thought was reasonable. You all are great. Suggestion follows. A person goes to the wilderness or some peace for some peace and quiet and continues to have their solitude interrupted by various deities or entities that assume they are on a vision quest. Cheers, Jarrett Robertson."
Yeah, so if you just take this path down here, you'll
this
be able
to
get to
this is the path right here?
Yeah, you'll be able to get to the camping.
So there's a fork. Is it to the left or right do we go?
Yeah, where? Which one do we go, left or right?
Honey, I got this.
Oh, sorry.
I mean,
she's...
you're...
Sorry. Is
she all right?
I'm just such a fucking idiot. I'm sorry.
she'll be okay. Just help us.
It's not that big a deal. I mean,
left or the right?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you...
honey, are you writing this down?
Oh, my God. Enough. The yes.
Fuck?
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I don't have a pen. I don't... sir, do you have a sharp object? Uh-huh. I'll just write it in my blood. It's fine. Okay. Yeah. I'll just carve it into
look,
my
look,
arm.
Here. Look, no, hold, look, look. I got a map right here. Okay.
Okay.
I got a map right here. And so just follow this path here. Okay. The left
let
is
me mark
take
it with my blood. Hold on.
No. Jeez. Oh my.
There we go.
Gosh.
Leave or be, sir. Just tell us left or right.
Yeah. And, the camping grounds are to the left. Okay. And that's by a river. And the camping
grounds
on the right. But the camping grounds, the grinds on the right.
We don't want the grinds, man. We just want the grounds.
Okay, just be careful. This is a sacred area, and
say no one now.
Oh, I gotta go. I have to go.
Oh, oh.
Okay. Well, according to no.
What happened?
Oh,
what'd you do?
What did you do? So much that the line has now been completely distorted by the rest of my blood.
Are you trying to attract wild animals? Stop bleeding.
I was just trying to take notes. You asked me to take notes. I was trying to take notes.
Intentions.
I'm so stupid.
You're not stupid, honey. You're the greatest.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
But you are.
Best
You're like
stupid.
The Statue of Liberty without all the rust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You stand for something.
Tresius. You got to go on a vision quest, my man. You're really just, you're holed up in your room. You're not doing anything. You got to go on a vision quest. The gods have talked about it. You're really a downer right now. You got to go.
Why am I a downer?
Because you're not doing much, man. Okay. I mean, you're the god of like playful whispers, and now playful whispers have been happening. You know, it's like, come on, get down there and do something.
Look, people just start looking for playful whispers enough.
Did you drink all these Mountain Dews?
I did the dew, man.
This is
I haven't slept in months.
God damn it. This is sick. This is disgusting. Look at this. Oh, my God.
Can't look I just record some playful whispers and we can just leave them on a loop in the woods?
Tricius, that's not how it works. You got to be in the moment with these people, okay? If the mortals stop praying to us, we go away, okay? We go away.
The mortals are still praying to Tiresias?
Yes, they are, okay? But
they
not
are?
As many.
You
not
promise?
As many as we, I promise you, okay? Now look, just put the Xbox controller down for a second and just will you just get down there, please? And do something?
I got a hot game of Mario Kart going, bro.
Look, you hacked into that Xbox and you're able to play Nintendo games on it. That's cool
shit,
all right? That's cool
shit. Yeah, yeah. I'm a god.
Knock, knock. Hey, campers. I'm right next. I'm in the site next to you. That's my tent right there. Just
oh, hi. Sweetie, we
hello.
Have a visitor. We have a neighbor.
Oh, okay. Hi there, mister.
Okay, I'm sensing a little aggressiveness here. I just wanted to let you know that tonight is the night of meteors. So, you know, I come out here once a year at this exact same site at the same time. And I think it's a good time to turn over a new leaf. If you have something you're looking forward to or something you want to achieve in your life. Now
are you trying to
time.
Say like we're not achieving things? Because
that's what I'm hearing.
That's really hard to swallow from a stranger and. Because it seems astute, to be honest.
I'm going to be honest. Oh, look, we're both being honest.
Wow.
Okay.
That's really nice.
that, yes, if I'm being honest, I felt a little disruption over here, frankly.
Frankly? Did I not pee all the way around our campsite?
Sir?
Yeah.
Something is broken in you.
That's right.
He marked his territory.
Yeah. Something is broken in you, and you can use tonight, the night of the meteors, to heal. And I invite you to do so.
Keep talking.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know what the hell's going on, but this is the third party I brought over to the trailhead that just cut themselves to write on a map. I don't know what the hell is going on. I just...
Oh, well, I mean, you know, it seems like...
Just don't talk when you got food in your mouth. Just finish eating. Yeah, it's just so wild to me. I'm like, no one has a pen anymore. And even on their phone, no one writes things down. It's just this weird...
Sorry to bother you. Was that Michael McDonald you just told to finish chewing?
Yes, it was.
Oh, man. I think he's such a great recording artist. He's such a unique voice, you know?
Yeah.
It
kind of sounds like he's yawning when he sings or maybe chewing.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of the Rangers out here.
Was that Michael McDonald?
Yeah, it was. It was Michael McDonald.
Gosh, I love him.
Right?
What a special time for us.
It really is pretty incredible.
Wow.
So did y'all need something? You came back over to the Ranger shed.
Do you have any beans? Can of beans, maybe?
We would love some beans.
We don't
have
anything
for beans.
There's beans in the woods.
Whoa, did you hear that?
What?
Beans in the woods?
Beans in the woods.
That seems so unnatural.
It sounds like another singer. I can't put my finger on it.
Okay.
But
all right. Well,
I'm an idiot. So
if you drive about 2 miles outside of the entrance right over here, there is like just a little mom and pop shop or their trading post. You can get all those simple items.
Who's
a little marked up though, of course.
Whose mom and pop are they?
Yeah. It's important to us that we don't go to a bad person's parents' house.
And we
so
just
it's just
show
2 miles up onto the right hand side. You'll see it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And they've got beans.
Oh, hello, earth. Oh, hello, dirt. Hello, trees. Hello, mountain sky. Hello, it is me. It is me, Terrence. I'm here today to set intentions, release them into the world. Maybe they will attach to a meteor.
Hey, are you the guy I'm supposed to be talking to?
Holy shit. Hello?
Yeah, this is me, the god Tiresias.
I hear you. I don't see you.
Yeah, I'm the god of playful whispers. I'm in your ear right now.
Oh my god, it's working, right? All of my chants and my crystals. Is this what's happening?
Yeah, no, your crystals don't do shit. But I'm actually supposed to be. There's a couple that's here. I'm supposed to be. Yeah, do you know who they are?
Yeah, yeah, they're right over there. I think they just went into town. I'm so glad you're here because they
I
need
tried to
you.
Lure them by promising beans in the woods. Like that's I'm a little off my game.
Oh. Do you hear that?
Well, what did you hear?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just hearing. You heard that, right? Or is that also in my head?
Look, I don't know what gods you have in your head, man. You know, I'm only responsible for myself.
Good point. Okay, listen, I'm so glad you're here tonight. As you know, tonight is the night of the meteors, right?
Yeah, I knew that.
So I'll be sending my intentions out into the world. And I think, yeah, that couple in the campsite next to me could really use your help. Maybe you should just like hang on over there.
Hey, can you be honest with me, bro? Are people still praying to me, Tiresias, the god of playful whispers?
Okay, so we're being honest?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay, let's be. I've never heard of you specifically.
Uh-huh.
But I think prayer is making a comeback in general. You know, I think people are getting more spiritual.
But how high is your reference level?
Well, of course, Poseidon, I think that's a very good idea. And we can obviously move forward on that. Can the council agree? Everyone will just agree?
Yeah.
That we're going to move forward then?
Yeah. Good.
Tiresias, what are you doing back?
I didn't work, man. that couple, like, I couldn't get them to go into the fucking woods. You know? And anyway, so I just had my Mario Kart game saved on my tricked out Xbox and, you know, just wanted to finish
that up. If I may, I thought you were instructed to go on your own vision quest.
Why would a god go on a vision quest?
Ask yourself that question again.
Is that an entire case of Mountain Dew? Is that a new case of Mountain Dew, Terry?
I'm a Costco member
That's
now.
That's too much Mountain Dew.
Poseidon, what, come on.
You what can do talk you know, normally. Poseidon? You don't
what? Why would you do that?
Just get out of the water, for God's sake.
Get out of the water. What are you doing?
Sorry, Zeus is sick.
As one of the gods here, I suggest that Tiresias.
Why does he say it like that? We know you're one of the gods.
We know you're one of the gods. When you say that like that, I feel like you don't know which gods
sometimes
you are.
Sometimes I feel like I don't get the respect I deserve. Now, I'm not the one.
There's thousands and thousands of gods, and you can name like two of them.
Okay, that's
you
neither
know
here
Zeus
nor there.
And Tom Cruise, and that's about it.
That's exactly right.
He's not a god.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I'm actually really enjoying this mom and pop shop. No one here. I mean, just the lovely man behind the counter, but the AC feels nice.
It does. It feels great. And I'm super glad and relieved that there's no mom and or pop. It's just, I guess, a term.
I hate people of a certain age, you know.
Yeah.
If you're older than me, you're reminding me of my own mortality, and I don't want to deal with that.
Die. Just die already.
Yeah. I feel like we're finally connecting, you know, just me and you and a can of beans.
It's what we
need. You guys aren't going to buy anything. You can't just stand at the store.
Oh, we're going to buy beans.
It must be pop. Yeah, you heard her. And while we're on the subject, why don't you open the cash register, old timer?
That's right.
This is a stick up.
Mm-hmm.
Give us all the money.
I mean, you got to at least provide some sort of weapon. I'm not just going to give you my fucking money.
Really? This attitude's not enough for you?
What was that?
You don't feel threatened?
Look at how sharp my teeth are. See how much I'm bleeding from my own teeth? I can do that to you in a second. Put the money in.
She just bit herself.
Put the money in my pants. Put the money in my pants. I don't have a bag. I should have brought a fucking
bag. I'm so sorry. I know karate, so that is actually not... That's not going to do it. Your sharp teeth, I'll just dodge
you. Hey, Pop. How old are you?
60-something.
You can take a babe.
Not as old as you'd think. It's not that old.
How are you unclear on the exact number?
Well, it's first of all, there's an age that I tell people I am, and there's an age that I am, and I'm not going to tell you which is which.
We're not here to judge you. We're here to rob you. Give us the fucking cash, dude. We're in our 20s.
You're going to have to show me more than sharp teeth.
Put it in my pants or I'm going to bite your jugular.
Put something in her pants right now, old man.
Put the money in my pants. Come on, babe. Come on. That's not this guy.
I want to tell you that as soon as the first time you said open the register, I hit the red button. So...
You mean the button you bought from Staples?
Yeah, this looks like there's a... Michael, there's a something flashing here from the... I don't know what the hell this button goes to or what the hell this light is for. You see this shit? Are you still eating?
Wait, let me see.
Jesus, did you just start eating when you got... So get off... Don't get in my ear when you're eating, okay? God damn. Man, you know, I've been thinking about this for... What?
The button.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the light. I don't know what the... Look, you know, I've been thinking about this, man. And, you know, I love the wilderness. I love being out here. But we're getting a lot of, like, weird people coming lately. And it's really harsh in my vibe. I'm really thinking I'm going to take some six days to get out of here.
Maybe I need to go deeper in the woods.
What?
Maybe. Can I be
deeper in
with
the
you?
Woods?
Huh? What?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm a wolf.
I expected that. All the shitting inside and all the hair. I thought so.
Are you okay? Holy shit, Michael McDonald's a wolf?
That's scene one! All the shitting inside him.
Scene two! Comes from McGee, who wrote, "Hello, alchemist and demeanor offenders. Buzz me in, guys. Look for a new job needs to go on the two-disc greatest hits album. Oh, a review. I see. If you guys made a vinyl, I would buy it. I nearly crashed my unicycle over Craig's button. I'll fucking cut you with this tin can. Anyways, here's a scene, y'all. It's training day in the evidence room, and we're missing a switchblade dipped in LSD. Best, McGee!
So sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, sure, no problem. So we every item that's on the shelves needs to be written down here in the book.
And that way
there's an inventory.
All right, got a new one.
What do you got there, Jimmy?
Looks like I got some soiled pants.
Right.
Got a can of beans and I got this knife here. Careful, don't touch it. That shit is dipped in LSD.
Come again?
That knife is dipped in LSD. It's completely coated.
What does that mean to me?
It means don't touch it. If you prick yourself on that thing, you're going to get high as hell.
Wait a minute. Is that the knife from the acid killer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he stabs people to death, and as they're dying, they start tripping.
It's fucking wild. Wild.
George, aren't you retiring today? What are you doing back here?
Yep, today is my last day. My last day in the evidence room. What could go wrong?
Should I be writing that down? Write that down.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, the new trainee. You're taking over for me, huh?
Hopefully, yeah. It'd be hard to fill your shoes. Yeah,
George, that's Buckskin. Buckskin, this here is George. He's the one that's retiring
today. Nice to meet you, George. Buckskin Duluth, nice to meet you.
Boy, every one of these items here in the evidence room tells its own story.
Yeah, and I'm going to make up each one. I've got a great imagination.
Okay, but they're actually tied to a real case. So,
well, exactly. But how do you even know which door to go through if someone doesn't present you an option? You know,
Everything's labeled and marked clearly.
Exactly. And I'm here to label and mark them with pizzazz.
Well, looks like the new generation is we're in good hands.
Hey, Carl, it was fun being in the same car with you today. Same squad car.
Yeah. Enjoyed that. It was.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too. It was nice.
You'll be
getting your new partner soon.
I don't think that's necessary if you think about it.
What?
I don't think that's necessary. Why do I
you don't want a partner?
I like you.
Hey, I'm just a transferable partner guy. I'm running around the station. I work with everybody. So
I know. Yeah. I feel like that should stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like my job. You know, I like what I do. I get to meet everybody on the force.
You're good at it.
Excuse me, I'm supposed to be tacking in for an officer.
Nope, that's me. All right, I'm out of here.
Okay.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Right? Have fun. Have fun, you two.
Bye.
Hey, how's it going? Boy.
Wow, it's going good. This is you're my fourth partner. I just getting rotated out, but they say that this is gonna be my permanent one.
Hey, check this out.
Uh-huh.
I'm a crooked cop.
Oh, okay? Oh,
there's
no.
There's a few of us here who are little dirty. No. And if you want to be part of the crew, you gotta do something. You understand?
But
what do you mean you just fucking straight up told them like that? what the fuck are you doing? What do you mean
you said that we were losing numbers and we needed numbers.
No shit, but you got to involve them in some. You got to get dirt on them first before you do it. You got to make them take some money.
I told him he has to steal one item from the evidence locker.
He's not going to do that, you dumbass. You got to make it. Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, guys, I started a Facebook page for crooked cops.
Thanks, George.
Hey, we're going to miss you, by the way.
Yeah, you are such a key component to how we do this shit.
Okay. Yeah. And sorry right? that I got a little something stuck in my throat there. So
you all right?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
I think he's holding back tears because he's sad. It's his last day and all.
Yeah, man. I get that, George. Man, you're such a. We're gonna miss you, man.
It's been good being a crooked cop all these years.
I want you to know we talked about shooting you in the back of the head, and we decided not to do it. All right.
I still think we should. I think it's up to you, George.
Come on.
I guess I won't know it till it happens, huh?
That's right.
I won't know till it happens.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, not a lot of traction on the Facebook group so far, but I got some invites out.
Okay,
yeah, nice. Maybe we shouldn't organize in this way. You know what I mean? Maybe we shouldn't have a name list and all that on like a pub.
Do you remember George Canston from high school? Do you remember?
Yeah.
He fucking just Facebook friended me.
Seriously?
Yeah, and he invited me to a group, like for cops or something. So what, cute.
What is he doing?
Lemonade?
Yeah, two lemonades. I'm just going to order for you, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I have them, so. I just bring around lemonades. Do you want?
Oh.
Yeah, then, yeah, for sure.
Somebody's, I can come back.
Somebody's clarifying. No, that's crazy.
I literally was going to order that, so.
I'll come back. I'll come back.
Just give us a lemonade.
Can you make mine an Arnold Palmer, whatever that is?
Yes. Yes.
Can I have my lemonade?
I'll just come back with the order.
Give her the lemonade. But you have,
it's right there. It's in your hand.
Right. But you wanted an Arnold Palmer, so I'll just come back with that. So.
Okay. Thank you.
What is her problem?
She's got a big problem. She's got a chip on her fucking shoulder. She has mommy issues.
Right?
Yeah. Now it's yours. And you have to carry that? That's not fucking fair. That's not okay.
I know. It's not okay.
When you throw that out there, it sticks.
What was the group that George...
it's like something with the cops. I don't know. But like he's looking fine as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's the thing.
He aged super good. I used to really like him
back then.
Yeah, yeah. No,
iced tea. Lemonade.
What?
If it's mixed together.
Oh, my God. You wanted an Arnold Palmer. And you wanted a Shirley...
And I just wanted a lemonade. But she wants honestly, I'm just thirsty, so I'll take anything. If you want to give me a Shirley Temple, I'll take it.
Such a Deborah.
I'll be right back with your order.
Okay.
Hi there. Buckskin, is it?
Yeah, it's Buckskin.
Hey, nice to meet you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm here to check out a couple items from bin 242.
242, 242 ways to kill a snake. You can stomp on them. You can throw a rake at them.
All right, listen, Bugskin.
You can pull off their tails. You can,
if you could just hand me
out their venom, they no longer have a sense of defense, and then they die naturally because they can no longer defend themselves.
I like that, Bugskin. If you can just hand me that crate right behind you, marked 242, I got to grab a couple things out of that.
Sure, no problem. This crate right here. Here we go. Yep. Here you are,
Bugskin. I can step in and take over this one.
Don't even. You're gonna tap me out.
Yeah, I'm tapping you out.
All right, tap me out. No problem. Love it.
Boy, sorry, Chet. That was almost a close one.
Jesus Christ. What the hell's going on? George, you still got to finish this day out here, right?
I got to finish this day. It's already felt like it's been a long one. But hey, I think I made a mistake on that Crooked Cop's Facebook invite. I think I sent it to alums of my high school rather than known Crooked Cops.
Oh, Jesus Christ, George.
I don't know. I'm not good on social media. I should not have been in charge of that.
Listen, I'm going to say something kind of weird here, okay?
What?
I bet people from your past like what they see. Because George, you've kept yourself up. I've got to be honest with you.
I'm in good shape.
You're in good shape, you know? You're in good shape. Now, hey, why don't you hand me 242? I got to take a couple hundred buckaroonies out of there, if you know what I mean.
George, it's the goddamn chief of police. Come in my office. I got something to tell you.
Yeah, what is it, chief?
Oh, you're going in the office? I'll tap back in the evidence room.
Yeah, Buckskin, just take over for me there.
No problem.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, that's a newbie. She's taking over for me.
I don't like new faces. Listen, George, I know today's your last day. You're supposed to be retiring. But,
yeah, is this where I get the cake, chief?
We don't have any cake.
There's no cake?
I was supposed to give you a little bracelet and or a necklace, but I decided not to do that.
Yeah, I don't want a bracelet.
Well, what we decided to get you, George, is an ankle bracelet. Okay.
An anklet?
Well, an ankle bracelet.
Okay.
And I want to offer you a an extension. I don't want you to retire, George.
Well, I everything's all set in stone. You know, I'm... The wife and I are going on a trip to Honduras.
Well, what I'll say.
Precinct announcement.
Hold on a second.
Hey, George, congratulations, by the way. All officers be on the lookout for three little kids in a trench coat impersonating the chief of police. That's all.
That's disturbing. George, I want to offer you an extension on your job. What do you say to 15 more years?
Hey, Chief, it's a 90-degree day. How come you're wearing a trench coat inside?
It's hot. It's hot.
It's not hot.
I like to. Let's do this. It's let's
not,
do this.
George. It's a 90 degree day. It's not hot.
I can't breathe. Let's do this. Here. I can't breathe.
Let's do this, George. Let's do this. Why don't we talk later? Okay.
What's my nickname on the squad, Chief?
I'm hungry.
I'm a squad. Forgive me moving like a snake. I think it is.
Okay, you're three kids in a trench coat. All right.
You pig.
I'll take that anklet now.
Buckskin, you got a list of the items that were in 242 because I'm looking for something that's not here.
Yeah, of course I do. I'll check my log. You're looking for anything in particular?
I'm looking for a switchblade knife covered in LSD.
Oh, absolutely.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
switchblade covered in LSD. Somebody took that blade, stuck it up the puss of a woman named Lucy was floating in the sky, dripping in diamonds. She's wearing nothing but jewels, and she is having a good time. It is a dull knife, and it did not hurt her at all. It was, in fact, pleasurable.
Yeah, Buckskin, I can take over here.
Okay, you tap in, no problem.
I can tap in.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, I am so sorry. She is not going to work out.
Look, the knife's missing.
What?
The knife. It's not in there.
Yeah, but then the knife was just in 242.
George, I'm the one who's killing all these people with that goddamn knife. If I don't have that knife,
you're the acid killer. You're the acid killer.
I lose my whole gimmick.
I mean, you can't just dip another knife in LSD.
No, you know what? That's the
it has to be
do.
That knife.
Well, there's like metal tongs involved. You got to dip it. And also,
all right. Okay.
It's hard to get a vat of
LSD. I've had a crazy day. All right.
I'm sure you have. By the way, what do you have? What do you have? An hour and a half left?
I got about an hour and a half and then I retire.
Excuse me, guys. I'm really sorry. I was trying to do that bad thing for you, and I got to return this knife back to Buckskin. But something's wrong with me ever since I started fondling the knife that she handed me. I've been hearing, I don't know, God voices?
I'm getting too old for this shit.
I don't know. I think I'm going to get in trouble.
All right.
Both of us were passing it back and forth between each other, and I believe maybe she passed some sort of bad spirit to me because I'm hearing whispers.
That's why she's talking so crazy.
George, I think they're both tripping.
They're both tripping. George, did you handle the knife today?
Sheila, so, I mean, straight up, there are lots of hot dudes in this group.
Right. Not just
Diet Coke, George.
Thank you. I know that you.
Did you want this? I can
I want it. Thank you.
Yeah,
you
sure. Just put it down.
Just
a little flat.
Just let
this
it
might be
go.
A little flat. Let me just get. Let's give you something else.
Oh. Wow.
Her tip popped out a little bit.
That was crazy.
I didn't hate it at all.
Lone
I
boob
really
in your face.
Sheila. I don't want to offend you. It's never my intention. I don't want to do that. I want to lift you up. I only want to praise you. I love you.
I know that.
You've been single for too long.
Okay.
Come
let's do
on
something
a double
about it.
Date with me.
Go. Who?
A hot cop. This.
Well, I'm so sorry to have you both waiting for so long. Just to let you know, I'm the manager here at Embargo's.
Okay.
It looks like there might have been a waiter who was actually three kids stacked on top of each other. I'm not 100% sure. So, you know, if that happened, I'm so sorry. Anyway, if there's anything I can get you, please let me know. First round is us, appetizers. I'm happy to bring something out.
Can I get some fucking lemonade?
And I would kill for an Arnold Palmer.
An Arnold Palmer.
Sure. Yeah, Arnold let me. Palmer.
And maybe both testicles belong in your pants? Jesus.
Just tuck them in. Because honestly, well, out of the three, it's not the one that I want to see.
No. This is how we do it in Embargo's. Okay. So, like.
One ball low.
Hey, George, listen, we know
15 minutes left.
We know you got the ankle bracelet from the station, but me and the other crooked boys here, we got you a little something special.
I think you're going to have to do that.
No, no.
Take a look at it, Georgie.
We all chipped in. It's actually, well, why don't you turn around? It's right over there. It's right behind you.
Okay. So just, what are we talking? Like 6 o'clock from where I'm looking right now?
Just literally 180. Just turn around.
Okay. So a 180. So it's right around there. Okay.
No, you're
right
spinning around as a 360. Just literally turn around. Why is he so nimble? He's such in good shape. He can do this.
Well, he's fit.
Oh, by the way, I got a bunch of 65-year-old ladies from my high school that want to join the Crooked Cops Facebook group.
That's scene two. That is, in fact, scene two. Oh, baby. Scene three comes to us from patron VIP John Bander, also new to the patron page. Thank you, John. Hey, Kevin, I've got another idea for a scene. Booking the wrong venue for a conference, concert, birthday party, or whatever, maybe in front of a landscape company or an adult entertainment store. Thank you, John Bander. So timely.
I want balloons. I want a cake that is actually made out of cookies.
Okay, I get it.
Okay.
All right.
I want presents that are honestly bigger than my body.
Okay, sweetheart. I think I've made a mistake.
Okay.
How hard would it be for you to contact all your friends and switch up where we're going today?
Well, I don't. Pretty hard. You wouldn't let me get a cell phone.
Hey, man, look, you either buy a beer or you get the fuck out.
Thank you. We'll take one beer. We'll take one beer. Just put a. And here's my card. One beer and.
Cash only, man. I don't do fucking credit. The government ain't going to know what's going on here.
Okay. Hold on. Let me open up this envelope really quick.
So I want presents that are bigger than my body. I want all my friends to live inside of a trampoline. I want. The bounce house to be suspended in air. If
that sounds.
Possible.
I mean, that sounds a little unrealistic right now. Here's a $100 bill. Just keep the tab open for now. And what are the odds? Is this fun and suds?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Just making sure that and this is 3712 Three Oaks Road.
That's right. Okay, headquarters of the Fun and Suds Outlaw Biker Gang.
Okay. Is there any possibility that we could get like a trampoline or something?
Oh, there's a trampoline in back.
It's my birthday.
It's my little sweet pea's
birthday.
Happy
fucking birthday.
Whoops.
Damn, you better watch your shit fucking language.
Whoa, sweet pea.
I like you.
Oh, she's
like
cool. Oh, she's cool. Watch me dance.
I like you. Whoa, damn, you got some moves.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like you, but that old piece of shit you're with better watch his fucking mouth.
Hey, that's my dad. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my bad. Damn, so, hey,
please,
you're
don't,
cool.
Don't talk like that.
Let me tell you something, buddy. This $100 ain't going to keep me quiet. So you better keep this money coming or I'm going to break your fucking teeth and shove your legs in your ass.
Okay, how much?
Yes, hello. Four Seasons Landscaping. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi, I'm at a location that I believe that I made an incorrect reservation.
What's the name? What name is it under?
It's under Picano.
Picano. Carl Picano.
Yes.
Yep.
That's me.
Okay. I've got you at location 3 out on Three Oaks Road, no?
Yeah, that's the one. It was supposed to be a kids suds and funds. I thought it was like a water bounce house. I don't know. Is it
so near, you thought the biker bar was for kids?
I didn't know it was a biker bar at all. So I didn't suds. Think it was a biker bar for kids. I thought it was just a bounce house with suds and water park.
Kind of suds would those have been for the kids? Do you think?
Like soap suds.
Soap
what kind of suds did you?
So you want the kids splashing around in soap?
I thought it sounded like it was like a bubble, like bubbles and bounce house.
Sir, listen, do you need me to call someone?
Well, if you could swap this reservation, this guy behind the counter, he's looking at me right now. He's pretty aggressive.
Put him on the phone, will you? Would you mind?
This is my cell phone. I don't think I really want to pass
it. Yeah, pass it on over to him. I think I know who
okay,
we're
talking
about.
Okay, hold on one second. Excuse me, would you mind taking this call?
And if you ever do LSD, you do it as much as you can. And what?
Okay. I hate to interrupt you, but I'm on the phone with where I did my bookings, if you wouldn't mind.
I don't give a fuck. Confusion. Give me that phone. Hello?
Here you go.
Kenny, it's Steve out of Dispatch.
Oh, how you doing?
Damn good. How's Carla Jean?
She's good. It wasn't an OD. She was just sleeping.
So it wasn't an OD. That's good to hear. Hey, listen, this fellow that's standing there in front of you, he's got his daughter with him. Is that?
She's cool as hell. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I want to beat the fuck out of this guy bad. Okay, I want to cut his face off. I swear to fucking God.
Fair. But this was what we talked about as part of your parole, that you would cut less people. So, you know what? Just kind of.
So your business is Four Seasons Landscaping.
That's right.
And you are a third party. booking dispatcher. Okay.
Yeah.
So when people are looking to book an event, and so they call Four Seasons Landscaping,
right?
And you refer them to the okay.
Yeah.
How
where can I refer
going?
You? Business is going great. I'm sorry. Are you a journalist? That was an interesting question. How is business going?
I am. I'm following the Trump campaign.
Oh,
The Trump re-election campaign. It's now 2 years into the Biden administration. The campaign is still going. Right. we understand that they're having a press conference at your business today.
Right. That Giuliani fella is coming back today. And man, oh, man, he's like squirrels in your pants crazy.
Yeah. So you've seen him before.
Well, sure. A couple of years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. I remember that.
Yep. He's funny. I thought he was doing a bit, but it turns out he's pretty sincere, which is even weirder.
I think everybody was under the impression 2 years ago that you were a landscaping company.
That's right. And that location still is.
Oh, okay. So the original one in Philadelphia, outskirts of Philadelphia, does do landscaping. That's Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Next to the crematorium and the porn shop. Hold on 1 second. Let me just get on to
that. Might be me. Let's see who it is.
Okay, sure. Caller, you're on with myself and a journalist.
Hey, a long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to say, all in all, I'm loving this. I think it's so much fun. My question is going
to
the
journalist.
Wait a minute,
are we going out live
yes.
right now?
Wait, it's a podcast, sorry.
Is a podcast?
Live streaming, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
My question is to the journalist. When you're writing, where do you get it? You know what I mean? Is there some kind of, I don't know, do you feel like God is telling you how to write? You know?
Thanks for your question, caller. Just going to mute him. So I think somewhere in there might have been a question about where do you get it?
Well, I do, you know, I don't write fiction. I do, you know, I follow actual news stories, but I do feel like I have a muse, like maybe like Tiresias, you know, the god of playful whispers is sometimes,
wow, yeah.
You know.
That's the only god I'm familiar with, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I pray to him every day.
Yep.
Psst. Hey, little lady.
Yeah?
It's your birthday, right?
Yeah, it's my birthday. And it's my best friend's birthday, too. What are you going to do for us, bitch?
Well, Jesus Christ. You know, my boy said you were good people. I see why. How old are you?
I'm fucking 8 years old. What do you got to do with it?
Hey, we got to move these AK-47s. Come on, let's go.
8 years old?
Yeah.
Don't drop it.
You ever fire a gun before?
Yeah. What do you think what do you think? I don't live?
No, I did not mean to insinuate that you don't live, little lady.
What the fuck is this, huh? You're shitting on it like that? What the hell is this, huh?
Hey, get off me. I was trying to have a conversation, frankly.
Let me tell you something, Coupon. You keep fucking around like this, you're going to get shot in the back of the fucking head.
All right.
Hey, guys. Right. I want you to calm down in front of my daughter. You guys are acting like I don't know. I'd say shady.
Listen, we don't like you.
Okay? God, I hate that guy.
Hey, Tim, this 11 pounds of cocaine ain't going to unload itself off the truck.
Hey, little new guy, go unload that cocaine.
Me? I don't yeah. do that.
Man, you're now part of the city.
Dad, listen, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. Just do it.
All right, for your birthday, but this is...
It's my birthday wish. It's what I want.
All grab a sack there, old timer.
Okay. Hey, easy does it.
Everyone down! Everybody down on the ground! It's all the people holding cocaine! You're under arrest!
You're just under fucking arrest!
Okay, okay, Ted, let me tag in here. Let me tag in.
Yep.
Okay, guys, it's my last 5 minutes as a cop. And come on, the Fun and Sons gang are not really criminals.
George?
I know everything looks bad here, Ted, but don't worry. I got this.
Can we at least get that guy? I need to get the one guy's got to get arrested. What about this guy?
I don't even belong to this gang.
This guy does look suspicious. I don't know this guy. I don't know this guy.
You touch my dad and you're going to reek. You're going to reek because I'm going to shit all over you.
Oh, my God.
I think little lady means business.
I don't want to reek, okay?
No, nor do I.
You're going to reek. I'm gonna unload it on you.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
The cannon's loaded.
I'm also a cop here. I'm also a cop. So I see birthday balloons. They kind of remind me of retirement balloons, George. Maybe we can spend the last couple minutes of your time on the force celebrating you. Maybe you can turn around for 1 second.
Head.
I know. Shut up.
Shoot him in the
head. Wait a second,
George. Can you turn
You're
around?
You're a fucking cop. You're a fucking pig cop.
What the hell is this? What the fuck?
Kenny, all right, everybody relax.
What the fuck is this? All right.
So turn around like all the way or just like
360? Is cocaine brick down?
Man, he's doing a split. That old guy's spry. Holy shit.
Yeah. All right. Listen, undercover. That's right. I'm undercover. I ain't coupon. I don't like guns. I don't eat bad food. I don't like to wear leather. I don't like heavy metal.
Man. I feel like you're just attacking me, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, no one else is on that same train aesthetically. So it's
I mean, there's a whole culture here, man. And like, you got to just go after me and my things, man.
Look, the point is, George is a good cop. He's got 30 seconds left until he retires, and we're going to make sure this is a big bust for him on the way out.
Okay, well, let me just turn around and take a look at these balloons that you say are there.
Bang!
He's shooting these balloons! He's shooting these goddamn balloons!
Holy shit! He's popping all those balloons with that gun!
Those are for my birthday!
Here, take the gun. There you go.
You're sucking on the gun. What the fuck?
Don't put it in your mouth.
What the fuck is this, man? What the fuck?
Don't put it in your mouth.
Hey, are those bullets dipped in LSD?
So how was the party?
It was
Rebecca, stay out of this. I'm talking to my ex.
Fine, whatever. I don't know where our daughter is. I think she joined a bike gang.
What is happening?
Rebecca, stay out of this.
I made a mistake. There was a lot of cocaine. The cops came, and it turned out the cops were working with the biker gang, and they really loved our daughter.
Is he fucking with you? What is
Rebecca, this? Stay out of this. Okay, can be more clear.
I don't know. I think that our daughter has joined a bike gang.
This is insane.
Like a 10-speed.
Rebecca, are you kidding me? Stay out of this. Okay. Well, what do we do? What's going on? Oh my God, I fucking hate you so much.
I just feel like it's just the first time it was with our kid at the baseball game or the football game, and now it's our daughter. And it's just, I guess I'm just not a good father.
No, you're not. Jesus, when we fucking got divorced. This is it. Okay. Let's calm down. Let's just calm down. Okay, cool. Let's retrace our steps.
Set yourself on fire.
Rebecca, what the fuck? How is that helpful? Okay, all right, let's... Okay, so the gang has her, the cops has her. I don't know if it's so much that they have her. Why did you leave and come here? Why didn't you
They literally there? Made me leave. They said I wasn't welcome and they could break my legs and shove them down my throat or I could go. Honestly, the only reason I got to leave is because... Huh?
And you chose to go.
Well, I mean, she was telling me that she was giving me safe passage. It was basically only because of our sweet pea that I was even able to leave.
So she's running a crime syndicate that's involved with corrupt police now?
I don't know if she's running it, but she's got enough sway to let me go.
Well, Mr. Giuliani, I guess it's just you and me at this press conference because the cops have cordoned off all access to Four Seasons Landscaping. Did you want to tell me why we're here?
First of all, let me just say that that Borat cocksucker was full of shit. I knew what was happening the whole time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, I suppose, but what was the question?
Yeah, you've become even more of a pirate. In,
all right, boss lady, you just tell us what to do next, and we'll do it.
Are you fucking telling me what to tell you to do?
No, I'm sorry, miss.
You think you can come in here and tell me to tell you
what
to do?
No, ma'am.
I didn't think so.
Your parents sent a postcard.
Don't fucking talk about my loser parents.
Okay.
If I want to talk about my parents, I'll ask about my parents.
Okay, put the knife down.
It's my daughter's wedding. You can have one favor. And you come in here and you ask me to tell you what to do?
You want me to get rid of this guy, Godmother?
Please!
What? George, what are you doing?
I know. I got an extension.
That's our show for today! Holy cow! That was fantastic, Jack. Honestly and truly, I don't want to see the godfather. I want to see the godmother. 1, 2, and possibly 3.
How old was she as the godmother?
Very.
Just 9. She had just turned 9.
Yeah. Oh, wow. She aged quickly.
God bless.
Once she got inside the organization. Let's thank all of our alchemists, starting with Dr. James Heaney, Jimmy Jangles.
Thanks for having me. I really am going to double down on checking out twitch.tv/BS comedy Wednesday nights, about 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that. And now please get in the car. Right. Joey Greer, thank you as well for being here today. Always a pleasure. My goodness.
Thank you for having me. If people have not checked out Ice Spiders on Amazon Prime, I really recommend that. It's one of Craig's favorite movies.
thank you for that. Craig, love comment?
Not familiar with it. Adding it to my queue, I guess.
Yes. Anything else either of you two want to mention?
I'm COVID-free as of Monday at 12:45 p.m. And all right. I don't need that Q-tip up my nose and into my brain anytime again soon.
Yeah, aren't those incredibly? And it's also to varying degrees depending on who's conducting the test. They don't seem to have any actual rules and regulations that they're all following. It seems to be. I'm going to go 1/4 of the way up. I'm going to go 2/3. Yeah,
completely different.
I'm going to push this through the back of your skull. That's for a commercial you're about to shoot.
A commercial this week. Yeah.
Woo!
But they don't know what I'm doing since getting the test. So
nope.
What's the point?
Yeah. When are you shooting? I don't need to ask this right now.
Well, I'll tell you off mic.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fair enough. And Jackie, thank you so much for that question as well as being here today.
Thank you very much for having me. Happy to be here. Always a pleasure. Real fun time.
Yeah. Folks will find you on the socials.
They'll find me on the socials. I'm at Jackie DeRuthy. And if you like Christmas movies, I'm at The Most Wonderful Pod. We're talking about bad Christmas movies, and we'll be recording again in December. Now I'll be hollering at some friends.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
The Most Wonderful Pod? Is that what you said?
The Most Wonderful Pod of the year.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Alvarado?
I got nothing. I'm just kind of shocked that Craig has booked 2 commercials now. Pretty in like such a short amount of time, because I feel like I'm doing my best when I audition and stuff.
It's a marathon, buddy.
Yeah.
It's Chris, awesome. You can do it all from home. Just send them in.
I've been doing that. That's the thing. I've been doing that.
I've turned down ones I've gotten. I've gotten like 6 or 7. I was like, I'm not gonna do it.
You just say no to them. Maybe that's cool. Yeah. Hell yeah. Most wonderful pod of the year or whatever.
All right, let's talk. Our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm Kevin Pollak, thanking you all so damn much for checking us out. Please tell everyone you've ever met and write a review If and you are of mind, I'm sure James will have a few to share with us next week. And also, please continue the Reddit. Chris loves reporting those, and I am grateful to him and to you all for contributing. Be involved in the show any damn way you please. We greatly appreciate it. And be kind to each other. What the hell? It couldn't hurt. Thanks again. Until next time.
Hell, I'll be there.